This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
In my stuff, I found things to have popped up from, interestingly enough, 2009. Now, what does 2009 have to do with anything? Well, keep in mind the information that I shared with you over the last couple of days concerning the 39 terrorist cells in the United States of America. Yes, jihadi training terrorist cells in America, 39 of them, America. This was back in 2009. We shared that audio with you the other day. Well, what we're going to do today is we're going to bring some more information to the light concerning how the Muslims, American Muslims as they call them, were actually rejoicing and celebrating the 9/11 attacks during the attacks. For those that did not know, when I play this audio for you, I also want you to understand that much of the reason that these people are angry with Americans, just so you know, not justifying a thing they're doing, friends, but just so you understand as to why they hate you so much and why they are attacking within today over 50 terrorist attacks in America by Muslims on your soil, America. Well, much of it takes place because of things that I've warned many years ago, friends. What you allow your corrupt politicians to do to prospective countries in the Middle East, this is why you're hated, because you allow them to do the things that they do to their countries. You know, I know everybody's up in arms about the 74% increase of mosques in the United States of America since 2002. I understand that. I have a care and a concern about it, too. But I also understand why it's happening, and I wish people would pay attention to what you allow politicians to do to other countries, because if you would, you would throw them in jail rather than subjecting yourself to danger from a foreign enemy, not without any longer, but within today. And what's interesting, friends, is all of the things that are taking place in your country once again, and the information coming out, it's absolutely amazing to me that your attention is diverted by a bunch of actors called the Republicans and the Democrats, diverting your attention away from what really matters. And what am I saying? The games that they're playing, accusing each other, setting opposition one against one another, when behind closed doors they're the best of friends, and you're in danger. You have 39 terrorist cells in the United States of America. This was in 2009. You have over 3,000 mosques, which is a 74% increase since September 2002. Now, if I'm right in saying this, friends, your representatives are the ones that are responsible for opening the doors to those illegals to come into the United States of America, even going so far as to want to build up their communities like they are in the state of Minnesota. We have senators that are conglomerating to spend $18 million of my money and those in the state of Minnesota to build up the Somali community, which is responsible for many men that have left Minneapolis to go fight on the behalf of created ISIS, only to return. And then to find out we have a Keith Ellison in the 5th District. Now to find out that we have a Muslima in the House of Representatives now that wants to give insurance to families that lose their husbands that go fight overseas on the behalf of ISIS. If anything happens to them, they want them to be insured so the family can receive money from insurance companies. This is coming from a Muslima in Minnesota. But they're not deterring these people away, friends. They're encouraging them. They're encouraging those that advocate for the religion of peace. I have a picture in front of me right now. It's a little girl with a bomb strapped on her. And she's got the peace sign up with both hands. It pretty much sums up Islam, doesn't it, friends? Why, yes, it does. What I want to do today is I want to show you that the President of the United States has every law on his side and common sense, because what we're continuously hearing, friends, are those Muslim terrorists in the United States of America, those terrorist cells, those jihadi camps and their training grounds, 39 of them in the United States of America, for some reason they get a pass by federal government and state government, and it falls under the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, considering first freedom of speech. Folks, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm going to take you also over to Thomas Jefferson's response to Islam back in 1801. But let me go firstly to 8 U.S. Code 1182, inadmissible aliens, suspension of entry or imposition of restrictions by the president. Now listen carefully. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, you mean like to dominate? To conquer? The President of the United States has the laws on his side to enforce against those that mean to do such things. He may, by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. When we go back, friends, to the 1950s concerning the McCarran International Security Act, it's also known as the Subversive Activities Control Act of 1950, or the McCarran Act, after its principal sponsor, Senator Pack McCarran, concerning federal law in the United States of America. I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but the buck stops here, President. Mr. Harry Truman deported many illegals. It was called Operation Wetback back in the 50s. He took the illegals, rounded them up in the United States of America, and sent them back to where they came from. Now all of a sudden we're speaking a new language. And I want to tell you, much of it's coming through omission. They're not even talking about it. Now, the president is being accused by those that he promised to bring forth special prosecutors to bring forth the rule of law concerning their crimes against us. They have now gotten a free pass by the President of the United States of America to attack him at will. And what he does is he goes back and plays the game to keep the American people entertained, not realizing they're all actors, by tweeting against them rather than enforcing the law against them and their crimes. They got you caught up in those games, and folks, you're being invaded. And I want to tell you something. The noose is on. You just don't realize it. Now, what I'm going to do, friends, when I come back, I'm going to go and share with you the McCarran International Security Act. And then I'm going to go to Thomas Jefferson's response in 1801 to Islam. And then I'm also going to play some audio for you. And, folks, you're not going to want to miss this audio, because out of their own mouths, they're saying the very things that I am.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
You're right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, please go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to point you over to our brand new, well, not again brand new to you because I've been broadcasting this over the last couple weeks, Bradley Dean YouTube, Bradley Dean YouTube. Always go to Bradley Dean if you can't find us, friends. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean YouTube. Do check it out. Again, there's several folks. There's a plethora of videos, a couple hundred videos up there. To actually make reference to the answer to the problem in this country rather than the other way around. You can also jump over on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Facebook, again, is Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do stick to the topic. If you have anything that you'd like to lay out for the rest of us to hear, 92 affiliates across the United States of America just got picked up by two over the last couple weeks again. And in the process, friends, we need your information. I also want you to understand that we can do this. I cannot do this alone. As long as we remain one nation under God, we can bring about resolve in dealing with the issues that are in front of us. I have no doubt in my mind that we can do it, but we have to be doing the doing, because the right time to do the right thing is right now. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, again, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, again, forgive me if I sound scattered at times. There's so much information that I have a care about that needs to be shared with you. And I have 1 hour to do that, so I need to get to this. But do, again, forgive me if it feels scattered. And if you want a point made that I don't make, give me a call. 1-866-582-9933. I just said to you during the first segment, 8 U.S. Code 1182, inadmissible aliens. The president has the power to put the kibosh on every one of them coming into the United States of America. But instead of what's really going on, they want you diverted away and they want you caught up into the game of he said, she said. And isn't it interesting, America, that rule of law that Donald Trump promised that he'd bring back in to the United States of America, nobody's seen it. Nobody's seen any of this yet. But for some reason or another, he tweets out against Hillary, lying Hillary, crooked Hillary, and all these other names that he calls them, and Barack Hussein Obama, and others that are attacking him, not realizing, America, because you don't know the difference, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, he has the power to enforce the law against their crimes. But you're caught up in this little charade. Folks, why is nobody talking about these 39 terrorist jihadi cells across the United States of America back in 2009? How come nobody's talking about how they are increasing concerning their enemy presence in the United States of America through mosques, again, out of their own mouths? They mean to dominate. 74% increase since 2002 concerning mosques in America. There's over 3,000 of them. What's going on, friends? Is this the caliphate that they've been talking about? No, that'll never happen here. Really, I bet you Europe said the same thing. I bet you the UK said the exact same thing. I bet you France said the same thing. I bet Germany now, who are now saying, those that wanted them in, now are saying, as they have a reversal in thought concerning what's going on, now that they have partaken in it, and they refuse to hear the word of God, now they're saying that it's too late for Germany. Why are you caught up in the things that don't matter, America? Why is it that you're okay with this? You know, it reminds me of Scripture, Jeremiah 5:28. They are waxing fat. They shine. Yeah, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. What they don't realize, and what you don't realize, America, is you are going to be the needy, because the noose is on. The noose is on. Nothing's being reversed. Folks, they're increasing, not decreasing. And we've seen that during the first couple months of Donald Trump's tenure. According to the State Department statistics, there's been a great increase, doubling that of Barack Hussein Obama, concerning illegal immigrants coming in from the Middle East into the United States. But people wanted to get mad at me for giving you the information that it states on the State Department's website. Check it out for yourself. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't get angry with those that are telling you the truth, America. Read Jeremiah 5:28 when you get a moment. I was just highlighting the McCarran International Security Act. The act required back in the 50s for communist organizations to register within the United States of America with the Attorney General, and established the Subversive Activities Control Board to investigate persons suspected of engaging in subversive activities or otherwise promoting the establishment of a totalitarian dictatorship, either fascist or communism. Members of these groups could not become citizens, and in some cases were prevented from even entering in or leaving the country. Citizens found in violation of the McCarran Act, the Internal Security Act, could be removed. They could be deported. They could be denied, folks, entry into the United States of America. How come nobody's talking about this? I mean, they've got you talking about the wrong things, and that's why they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. They're talking about DACA. Oh, my goodness, America. I mean, if anything is being done in this radio show, it's to continuously take off their covering. And there you have it again. Nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. And by the way, this information is here for your good, not for your bad. You know, if there's anything about the gift of prophecy or the prophetic, regardless of how you want to take it, it's there to protect. It's there to warn, because prevention is better than cure. That's all we do here on this radio show. And it reminds me of Jesus when he said to him, "You stonest those that are sent to you. You kill them, those that are sent to you. Didn't you know the reason that I was coming? But now, because you don't want to hear, you're not going to know what was promised." What goes through my mind right now is I remember back in the 80s, there used to be this song called "You Don't Know What You Got Until It's Gone." You don't know what you got until it's lost. In America, I'm telling you, you have the noose on your neck right now, and nobody's addressing the issues. Nobody's addressing the issues. Going to how Thomas Jefferson responded to Islam in 1801, going back just a little back a bit to 2014 of December the 29th, the radical Islamic jihadists that make up the Islamic State in Syria are engaged in a war to reestablish the former Islamic caliphate and spread their version of fundamentalist Islam around the world. And folks, this is really nothing new, as radical Islams have been waging jihad against infidels, unbelievers, since their inception in 800 AD. Do you remember when Barack Hussein Obama waged the war against the Muslims as a phony war against the Islamic State and apologizes to Muslims, as he apologized to Muslims around the world on behalf of so-called American imperialism? Boy, that sounds familiar, doesn't it, friends? Here's a branch off that trunk. Isn't that what we were just talking about with Sonia Sotomayor? She's tired of American imperialism and the white people. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but they have camps now where people of color can now take breaks away from white people. I mean, this is just over the top, right? Barack Hussein Obama had done little. He has done little more than encourage the Islamists by allowing them to settle in the Middle East and set it on fire and entertain them, by the way, in the People's White House. You have people in your government that are selling you out. Read Luke 22:48. Here's a little short history lesson concerning Thomas Jefferson responding to Islamic kidnappings, beheadings, and extortion long before oil or American imperialism were concerns for our fledgingly country that was trying to survive. The threat that Thomas Jefferson, was compelled to face off against originated from what was called the Barbary States or the Barbary Coast, a collection of semi-Islamic states in North Africa that were part of the greater Ottoman Empire, including Algiers, Morocco, Tripoli, and Tunis. The Barbary States had a habit of sending out pirate ships to attack and capture merchants' ships passing through the Mediterranean Sea. They would kidnap the crews of the ship and either hold them for high ransoms from their home countries or force them to convert to Islam or just simply kill them. I'm going to come back right after this break and I'm going to show you what Thomas Jefferson was fighting against in 1801 America and the third president's thoughts on Islam just to awaken those that are still asleep. Sons of Liberty. LibertyRadio.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, folks, you know, it's interesting. Must have a little too much truth kicking out today. You have us at number 2 across the boards. You know, I'm exposing what's going on in the United States of America because nobody else has taken the time to pay attention to the obvious because you're caught up into inquiry minds need to know. Through today's conservatives playing the left and the right paradigm only to divide the American people. And as you incrementally lose your rights, your eyes are off the ball successfully. I'm showing you the fruits of the religion of peace. You have 39 camps in the United States, terror cells they were called. Jihadi camps, training grounds in the United States of America, a 74% increase of mosques in the United States of America since 2002. You have 3.3 million Muslims in the United States of America, and the increase is doubled under Donald Trump. Not that it's 6.6, but the increase of Middle Eastern aliens coming into the United States have doubled under Donald Trump. But because he told you the opposite, folks, that's all you have to do to test these people is look to the other direction. When they say look to the right, look to the left, because that's what they're doing. But while I'm sitting here exposing this, headline news is in Minneapolis, senators want to give these people $18 million to build up the Somalian communities. You're allowing judges and elected representatives that work for us, that swear on the Quran. You're seeing an influx of these people like you've never, it's an invasion is what it is, America. And again, the noose is around your neck. And they have successfully gotten your eyes off of what really matters. How come nobody is talking about this? Why is the media browbeating anybody that dares speaks out against the religion of peace? I mean, they're helping them dig the hole that they are going to fall in as well. Useful idiots. Nothing more and nothing less is what they are. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, was compelled to face off against originated from what was called the Barbary States, or Barbary Coast, a collection of semi-Islamic states in North Africa that were part of the greater Ottoman Empire, including Algiers, Morocco, Tripoli, and Tunis. The Barbary States had a habit of sending out pirate ships to attack and capture merchant ships passing through the Mediterranean Sea. By the way, this is Sam. This is still happening. What's that movie that you guys just watched, that true story about the very thing that I'm talking about right now with Tom Hanks probably about a month ago? You just watched it. It was Tom Hanks. And they were a bunch of pirates, Muslims, going after ships. Captain Phillips. Folks, it's still happening today. Isn't it interesting how they disarmed? If you've taken the time to see the movie, it's a true story. But it's a bunch of Muslim pirates that went out and captured a ship. The only way they were allowed to defend themselves, those merchant ship captains, was to spray them off with water. How ignorant had people become in this country? Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour, and that's exactly what they're doing, America. That's exactly what they're doing. You can't compromise with these people because there isn't one. You're not dealing with a reasonable people. The Barbary States had a habit of sending out pirate ships to attack and capture merchant ships passing through the Mediterranean Sea. They would kidnap the crews of the ships and either hold them for high ransoms for their countries, their home countries, or force them to convert to Islam, or just simply kill them. In 1786, while serving as an ambassador for the United States, Jefferson asked Tripoli's ambassador to Great Britain what right the Barbary States had that allowed them to kidnap and slaughter the innocent crews of passing merchant ships. Now, according to Jefferson, Sidi Haji Abdul Rahman Adija replied that Islam was founded on the laws of their prophet, that it was written in their Quran that all nations who should not have acknowledged their authority were sinners, that it was their right and duty to make war upon them wherever they could be found and to make slaves of all they could as they take them as prisoners, and that every Muslim who should be slain in battle was sure to go to paradise. In essence, the ambassador from Tripoli stated that the religion, Islam, gave them the right to kidnap and to murder and to enslave those who held different beliefs. Jefferson took this information to heart and remembered it well. He also spent time studying the Quran himself. When you hear people talk about how, well, you know, Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, he had a Quran. Yep. You know what? When the FBI wants to detect a counterfeit, they study the real one. And this is exactly the reason Thomas Jefferson studied the Quran, because he wanted to know who his enemy was and what he was dealing with in a, not a surreal, but a very tangible life in which he lived. And he did it to gain a better understanding of the enemy his young nation was facing. In 1801, when Jefferson was president, the Pasha of Tripoli suddenly demanded a massive payment from the United States. Listen to this. Along with an increased annual tribute in order to secure safe passage for American ships through the Mediterranean. And like a man that Thomas Jefferson was in this situation, he refused the demands of the Pasha, and instead of sending more money and acquiescing to the angry and demanding Muslims, he sent naval warships bearing the newly created U.S. Marine Corps. Hey folks, you want to get rid of ISIS? Pull the curtain back. It's created. Send 300 Marines to deal with them and it'll be all over just like that. But they can't have that. In the past, I've shared with you, isn't it interesting how representatives of prospective countries around the world, they'll condemn the act of terrorism, but they won't condemn the actors. No, they aid and they abet the actors. They even want to build up their communities like they're trying to do in America. This was the first war by the American nation on foreign soil, and where the line to the shores of Tripoli and the Marine Corps' hymn comes from. It is also believed that the term leathernecks, which refers to Marines, comes from the thick leather neck covering that the Marines wore to protect themselves from being beheaded by the giant swords wielded by the Barbary pirates. So don't sit there and give me from this constitutionalist, namely Barack Hussein Obama, which, by the way, when he went to Columbia University, it's interesting, his professor doesn't even know who he was back then. But you took it because the media told you so, and it's funny how you don't believe what the media says, but you believe it when they tell you. And you act out accordingly to what you say you don't believe. You hold the truth in unrighteousness, hypocrites. Wow. So regardless of what people say, well, you know, Thomas Jefferson had a Bible too, and you know, this is what he did. He didn't only have a Bible, you know, he was also read the Quran. Yep, he did, because he wanted to know his enemy. And you can also see that he didn't bow to his enemy; he fought off the enemy, and he showed he flexed his military muscle when it came to the enemy, didn't he? No. Now you're caught up into all this little political correctness, which means you're traitors to principle because you refuse to speak out in protest when you should. And that's why we have now today in America over 3.3 million Muslims coming into the United States, an increase of 74% concerning mosques. Now you have over 3,000 mosques in the United States since 2002, and you also have 39 jihadi terrorist groups in the United States of America training. And by the way, if you listened to the audio the other day that was on Sean Hannity in 2009, you were told that even law enforcement believes that they're going to be used against the American people sooner or later, but they said that their hands are tied because of the freedom of speech. Really? Who are you kidding? And what you need to find out, America, is who is calling the shots? Who is calling the shots? Who is tying the hands of law enforcement? Who is tying the hands of our military? Well, we've seen under Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal sodomite foreigner himself, that he was the one doing it. But who is he taking orders from, America? Why would he send our military to a Middle Eastern country and then tell them what they can do and when they can't do? They can't even defend themselves, because if they do, they're going to end up in prison. You remember that, right, America? And P.S., this isn't a foreign country doing it to you. It's not a foreign country doing any of this to you, America. You're doing it to yourselves. Now, before I play this next piece, Sam, how much time do I have? I got 2 minutes. How much on the next segment? Okay, good. I'm going to play this audio, which was played by none other than CNN in 2009. This is interesting how this stuff is popping up, America. But it's information that you need to revisit. Because, like I said, the charade that you're seeing through the state-controlled media has your eye off the ball. Folks, these people are in your backyard. This is Anderson Cooper. I want to tell you who Anderson Cooper is before I play this audio. By the way, it was a really good report, but this was closer on the heels of 2001, September 11th. And that's why it was, remember for years, was it 15, 16 years, we were told, America, about how these Muslims are here to kill us and these jihadis are here to kill us. And then all of a sudden Barack get into office mysteriously, and then all of a sudden everything turned against we the people. Yep, that's called perfect judgment. Because you accepted it. You didn't do anything about it. You tolerated the crimes of that individual and his administration. But going back to this piece by CNN, which is very well done, far be it for me to be backwards to give praise where praise is due, but Anderson Cooper is a direct descendant and heir to the Vanderbilts. He's the second wealthiest family in American history. And before Anderson Cooper became the face of CNN, he was in a secret society at Yale University called the Manuscript Society. I'm going to give you some more details on the other side, and I'm going to play this audio. You need to hear this audio. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. 50 terror attacks by radicalized Muslims in the United States of America today. In recent history, 50 Muslim terror attacks in the United States of America. Some of them were not the Muslims by themselves, believe me. Use a little common sense, friends, because who's it been used for? They're mercenaries in many cases, as we have seen through history. I'm going to play some audio real quick, American Muslims celebrating 9/11. But before I do, I want you to understand it's a great report by CNN. But Anderson Cooper is the one that is anchoring the story. But I want you to understand that Anderson Cooper is a direct descendant and heir to the Vanderbilts, which are the second wealthiest family in American history. And before he became the face of CNN, he was in a secret society at Yale University. You can watch the video of him being confronted with this, by the way. Called the Manuscript Society. This was the secret society at Yale that he was a part of, the Manuscript Society. And while at Yale, he worked for the CIA. This is common knowledge. And became a participant in Operation Mockingbird, where the CIA took control of the narrative concerning the media, not just in the United States of America, but on a global scale, to manipulate the thoughts and beliefs of the public to further the CIA's agenda. America, glutton for punishment, let me tell you. Here's this audio, American Muslims celebrating 9/11. I'm going to play it out so you can listen to what we were warned about in 2009.
Muslims rejoicing in the carnage. They call themselves the Revolution Muslim. Today on their website, they called the alleged shooter, Major Hassan, an officer and a gentleman. They said, quote, "We love you." At the same time, they called the slain soldiers terrorists who are in, quote, "eternal hellfire." These men are radicals, but they are also Americans, believe it or not, who praise Osama bin Laden and celebrate celebrate the 9/11 attacks. So what's so extraordinary is that we found them out in broad daylight, out on the streets of New York, trying to spread their message just a few feet from a peaceful American mosque. Drew Griffin of CNN Special Investigations Unit has this Uncovering America report.
For 20 years, the Muslim faithful have been drawn to this gleaming mosque in the heart of New York. It is time for afternoon prayers. American Muslims and Muslims from overseas, as many as 4,000, visit here every day. They come to praise Allah, give thanks, and to pray for peace. Imam Shamsi Ali preaches against terror here, against the violence that right now sweeps many Muslim countries. But just outside the gates to his mosque, radical Muslims are preaching a very different view.
How big a threat are these people who come here, well, maybe here today, and trying to reach your congregation?
Islam is about peace. Islam is about moderation. Islam is about friendship. Islam opposes any kind of hatred.
He's a liar.
These are the brothers of Revolution Muslim.
We tell you Muslims to rise up.
They are recruiting just outside New York's 96th Street Mosque.
That the Quran commands the Jews disavow and make hatred and enmity between democracy, between nationalism, between secularism, and that you see Obama as the enemy he really is.
Youssef Al-Khattab, a Jew who lived in Israel and abruptly converted to Islam, and Yunus Abdullah Muhammad, also a convert, both born and raised in the United States, a country whose way of life they say they hate. And if you are not a Muslim, they count you as a disbeliever. Their mission? To terrorize you.
We're commanded to terrorize the disbelievers. And this is a religion, like I said.
Commanded to terrorize the disbelievers.
The Quran says very clearly in the Arabic language, Turhibuna. This means terrorize them. It's a command from Allah.
So you're commanded
to terrorize them.
Terrorize.
Doesn't mean
anybody.
You define terrorism as going and killing an innocent civilian. That's what you're. I define terrorism as making them fearful so that they think twice before they go rape your mother or kill your brother or go onto your land and try to steal your resources.
It is that jihadist version of Islam which allows them to conclude the killing of American soldiers overseas is justified, that the attack of 9/11 was also justified, and that an attack on almost any American is justified.
Americans will always be a target and a legitimate target until America changes its nature in the international arena.
In separate and disturbing interviews, both look to one man as the true living model of Islam, Osama bin Laden.
I love Osama bin Laden. I love him. Like, I can't begin to tell you because I haven't seen that he's really done anything wrong from the Sharia. I love him like more than I love myself.
What they want is U.S. forces to be defeated for a Muslim holy land stretching from China to Rome. And yes, they yearn for the day Israel will vanish.
So you would like Israel to be bombed, Jews to...
I think that's... Do you think that's a rational comeback?
I'm asking you.
I would like to see Israel wiped off the map. I would like to see a mushroom cloud over it. But before that, I'd like to see the people guided, and I'd like them to go back to their original countries where they're from.
They may seem crazy to you, but you are not their target audience. The FBI has assigned agents to watch them, to monitor their website, and perhaps more importantly, watch those who are viewing and listening. Like Neil Bryant Venus, a young New Yorker who has pled guilty in a plot to blow up the Long Island Railroad. He met with and admired Khattab.
I just knew that he was a good Muslim brother, and that was it.
Khattab claims friendship with Tariq Mehana and Daniel Maldonado. Maldonado arrested and pled guilty in Texas to receiving military training with Somali terrorists. Mehana was just indicted in Boston, conspiring to provide material support to terrorists. The Revolution Muslim partners say they do not fight themselves and do not incite others to fight. But make no mistake, they want you to become a Muslim. They want
Americans to die.
I would not do it myself. That's what I said. Is Obama a murderer, a tyrant, a scumbag? Absolutely he is. If they killed him, would I shed a tear? Absolutely I would not. Would I say that, would I incite his murder? That's not what we don't preach that.
The mosques have tried to prevent that kind of hatred from being preached by calling police. But there is little police or even the FBI can do to stop these radicalizers. They are protected by legal rights given in a country they detest.
Enjoying the life and the pleasures of this world.
Drew, you've been working on this piece for a while. It just coincides with this shooting on the base. It's sickening, of course, in the wake of the shootings, especially to hear what these folks are saying, just, you know, not too many blocks from where I'm sitting right now.
Right.
How can they get away with this?
You know, Anderson, that's what I wanted to know. How could they say this stuff? How could they be on the web saying this stuff? And right after hours they were appraising this attack. It's protection under the First Amendment. That's what's protecting their speech. And law enforcement sources who watch these guys, they are constantly watching these guys, say these guys know their rights very well, going right up to the line of that protection under the First Amendment and stopping just short of crossing it.
At least they're being watched. That's certainly a good
day. Oh, at least they're being watched. Folks, are you kidding me? Well, first of all, I'd like to say many of the things that these Muslims said counters the Quran. I shared with you last week what the Quran says. Furthermore, they can lie according to their God from down under. What I've heard twice on this report alone, that they have a right to come into this country and war against who we are, and say it's the First Amendment, right, folks? Completely untrue. You want to know why you're hearing this from law enforcement and the FBI? It's because they're not taking the time to study their foundations. They're not taking the time to study the Constitution of the United States. What they're listening to is what some corrupt judge had to say, as if to suggest that he or she, their word was final concerning what can be done and what cannot be done. Well, I'll tell you what. Since it's the First Amendment right, why don't we take all of these people that mean to destroy our country and let's have them move in with those that gave them the green light to come here in the first place? It's mutiny. It's subversive. I'm absolutely humored to believe that people are now that stupid and ignorant to believe that we can have people come into this country and war against we the people, meaning to rape, kidnap, kill, whatever the case is, and they have a right to do it. And call it freedom of speech. First of all, God didn't give us a right to lie. He didn't give us a right to kill. He didn't give us a right to steal. And the list goes on. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5. Deuteronomy 10, Romans 13, the list goes on. And again, common sense comes into play. For your government to stand down and say they have a right to do this, folks, it shows you how ignorant the American people have become to accept this garbage. Nothing could be further from the lawful truth. Matter of fact, why don't you try that in their country and see how far it goes? Give you about, what, 1 to 3 days? Folks, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, Talking 23. See ya.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.